sex, like, if you have it too much, like, fucking whatever, dude. Oh, another cooter? Michael Blaustein's doing stand-up comedy where I will tell you. I'll be in this weekend. I'll be in Oxnard, California, August 25th to the 26th. Tickets are going fast, so go get tickets before you can. September 7th to the 9th, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin. Those tickets are moving, so go get them before you can. September 15th to the 17th, Irvine, California. Very excited about that. September 22nd, I'll be in Los Angeles. You guys have been yelling at me about doing a date. Los Angeles, two shows that night. I think the first one's almost sold out, so go get tickets. And then the next night, September 23rd, I'll be in Santa Barbara, California. Okay, all those shows are freaking warm up for the special, which is September 28th to the 30th, Denver, Colorado, okay? On the 30th, both shows are already sold out, but the Thursday show and the two Friday, there's still tickets available, so it's going to be the same material, it'll be a cool experience to see that before we film on the 30th. So go do that. October 5th to the 7th, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. Go get tickets and many more dates on my website, so go to blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com for tickets and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Blogcomedy.com. Trevor Wallace Comedy. Tour dates coming soon.
Yes, they are.
Maybe overseas. Let you know.
Uh-oh.
Much love. Special drop-in, ideally in November. That's all I got.
So they got to swim to your shows?
Hey! Maybe a kangaroo.
Blue Chew!
We're in a hurricane. Are we?
We should do a podcast. Dude, people were yelling about the
hurricane.
Hurricane Hillary. First of all, bad branding. You know how many kills Hillary has?
Well, that's why they got rid of the hurricane. They're like, no, we can't bring this to the top. We can't bring this to the top.
Dude, do you understand if you walked up to Hillary Clinton and said, what's your body count? She wouldn't know which way to answer. She would have no idea.
She would pull up one side of her t-shirt, condoms, the other side is a Glock. She goes, which answer do you want? And then she had hot sauce. This hurricane was like me promising dope dick. I was like, I'm going to fuck your world up. And then I showed up and it was like, yeah, it was just a little
light
bit of rain.
Light drizzles.
Yeah. And she's like, that was it. I was like, yeah, you don't feel the earthquake though?
Come on now. I didn't feel it either. Dude, I walked outside with Gigi. But I was like, all right. I was like, I'm so scared to walk outside with Gigi. She might get hit by a tree. I walk outside. It was light precipitation.
Yeah, that was me promising dope dick. Then I had three shots of whiskey. And I was like, I don't think it's going to be able to come through tonight.
What is that?
What, whiskey in your penis?
I don't understand alcohol. How come you poison your brain in the liquor capacity and it does all of these things? Your dick sometimes don't work. You want to fight a vending machine. You break up with your girlfriend, but you actually don't want to break up with her.
Yeah. Nah, you always did. If you break up with your girlfriend drunk, you wanted to.
Are you the type of person, and maybe our asses, and I don't care. Are you the type of person that, we've done 2,000 episodes. Sorry that I might ask the same question.
A million.
So, are you the type of person that believes the person is their truest self when they're drunk? Or you're like, oh, they were drunk. You give them like a pass.
No, I think what you say when you're drunk, like that's coming from deep, deep down in the depths.
Damn.
I think alcohol unlocks doors that are supposed to be locked forever. But I fucked your sister. You shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't have.
We also shouldn't have fucked your sister unless she was bad.
And then you got to do it.
Yeah.
Then you got to do it.
I don't know what it is. I think alcohol unlocks those doors. It's just like free the demons. Who let the dogs out? You know what's talking about bitches?
Who let the dogs out? That's a joke.
What do you believe?
Hold on. What about bitches, you asked me? A song about bitches?
Yeah, do you believe about bitches? Do you believe in them?
In general?
Dude, and we'll come back to this. I was just in Miami.
Please remind me. I have so many more questions about this. You were just in Miami.
In Miami. Right. I didn't think the BBL hype was real. Bruh. At one point, I saw a dude doing pull-ups on a girl's BBL.
Can't.
Are you into it?
Yes.
No.
Have you met him?
No.
Hold on.
No, because.
Oh, hold on. I thought we're pulling it back now? Dude, I thought you were a big BBL Trev.
Oh, that is my Xbox Live gamer tag.
But, I thought you said ex-wife's gamer tag.
That too. No, but the BBL thing to me, it's almost like intimidating because it's like, if I smack the ass, I want it to feel like some like that natural love and not a dodgeball.
Yeah. It's like, first of all, what's in there?
I think it's petroleum.
That's not right. I'm telling you, that's not right.
I don't know. I think there's two. I think there's one version where it's like a silicone-esque, but I also think they just take fat from other parts of your body and put it in there.
Why don't they just put a Nerf football in there. Like, not the actual football, like the nerf, like the feeling of a nerf.
Foam?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know what's funny?
Foam parties are hilarious.
The foam party?
Foam, there's just foam everywhere. Who cleans up that?
I think
we don't ever think about that.
Well, I do want to say this.
All right.
Wouldn't it be funny if a girl had a Tempur-Pedic, like her ass was made out of Tempur-Pedic?
So
every time she got up, there was no ass, but then everybody keeps looking, like, hold up. It's growing. That's like the second time we quit each other. It's been like 3 minutes.
But you know what it is? It's like those dinosaur pills. The ass is like a dinosaur pill.
But when you
get
up
on it, boom.
And then it grows back. But that would be awkward if it had too much memory. You go back to your wife and you're like, why is there another man's dick printing this?
Oh, shit.
Somebody else clapped it up.
Oh, no.
But also imagine like if the ass was made out of like couch material. It wouldn't sound like clap. Because when you're clapping.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh.
No. I don't have a sex story. But like. Like it would just
then
sound,
why are you talking to me?
Oh, I do have a sex story, but it's not me. Dude, I'm telling you, the hotel where I stayed at, my neighbor was clapping it up. Standing ovation. My man was putting in work. 7 a.m. Pissed.
How long?
Then impressed.
How long?
Bro, I multiple rounds.
No.
I swear to God.
So you heard that.
You hear something in your sleep, but you're like, am I dreaming? Sex dream, but then you wake up and it's real life. Like somebody's like mowing the lawn.
Yes.
That's
yes,
not
yes.
How you mow the lawn. I don't know why I did my hands. But I wake up and I'm like kind of, and then I hear, and I'm like, and I fall back asleep. And then it's like time goes by, and like maybe that session ended, but then it went. First session, pissed. Second session, I'm like, what are your secrets? Airdrop me what you're doing in there. I should turn airdrop on and say, shut up or show me.
That too, but also shut up. Like, what is I? You know what? A hotel is like. Okay, when you're home.
A hotel's a cum dungeon.
100%. Yeah, it is because you either fuck or you're coming. There's something about it. Like, every time I walk in a hotel, I'm like, things are too clean.
But they're not.
I'm getting cum somewhere.
They're not clean at all.
They're not.
They're just tucked away.
Yeah, they're just like vacuumed.
Yeah, they just like hide it under the really tight bed sheet.
What is that all about? They need to stop.
I don't like it, but I always feel fucking jacked when I rip it off.
Yeah, but how funny do you feel when you can't do it first? Because I've like pulled and I can't get it. I have to pull again.
When you pull from the inside of the bed?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Fucking move. That's how I feel when I'm already in there.
I got to do it. Yeah. I go around the bed 360.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I get up out of the bed before I go into the bed.
That'd be a better idea. I just get in there and forget. And then I get so hot and I have to yank it up.
Oh, yeah. But I sleep with my feet out. You would like that.
Have to.
Yeah. These are the temperatures.
Yeah. One. You got to sleep one out. Motherfuckers out here sleeping with socks on, dumb.
Socks on
How
is
the
crazy.
Fuck am I supposed to suck them?
You got a slip. You got a sleeping bag on your feet.
It's so dumb.
Socks ain't nothing but sleeping bags. Is this what podcasting is? But I'm saying every time I've ever had sexual intercourse in a hotel, are the neighbors like, oh, he beating it up out there? Or they're like, I had no idea. I thought somebody was sneezing.
I mean, do you generally have ladies that are loud? Say yes.
Yes, maybe. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What do you
nervous.
Mean?
I'm getting nervous. Stop asking questions.
What do you mean?
I don't.
You can't hear them over the vibrator sound.
So if you guys want to apply to work for Social Media Stiff Socks, go to linkedin.com/jacksfired. I don't know. I think there's different variations. They're not like screaming. But
have you ever had a girl?
Oh, yeah, I've had that.
No, have you ever had a girl?
Me moaning it.
But have you ever had a girl where you're like, in the back of your head, you're like, you have to, like, this is, you're yelling. Like, you're yelling. This is not a Kansas City Chiefs game. What the fuck's happening? Like, you're almost like, this is
you're like, I'm still wearing clothes.
Much.
Why are you yelling?
Correct.
Ah!
I don't like that. I'm like, I have neighbors.
See, I don't think I've ever had a girl be that loud. And here's the thing. I know you're trying to come at me and Trev for this right now, but Trev, you said you don't think you have either?
Yeah, it's like they got a silencer on them. Because it's like the passion, it feels real. Because when a girl's going, ha, that feels fake to
Correct,
me.
Correct, I agree.
But if she's like, oh my fucking God.
Dude, the that fuck is so hot. The fuck.
This sounds like a horny Yamaha starting. That to me sounds organic. That sounds real.
I agree.
When I don't think I've ever had a girl like screaming.
Yeah, it's annoying. Shut up.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, is that ever real?
I think here's the thing. I think a lot of people, not even a gender specific, there's a lot of people come into the bedroom with the skill set they learned from their past fuck buddy or their past boyfriend or girlfriend. So they enter into a new realm with the same tricks. So maybe her last dude loved when she was so vocal.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they come in with the same things and you go, well, let's mold this.
This all sounds like small dick energy. Look, if you're packing, she's probably moaning. I don't know.
I would say I'm not, we all know I'm not packing, but generally there's a healthy moan. And there's sometimes, you know what's really hot to me is when a girl takes a pillow and put it over her own fucking head. That's hot. And then she takes a revolver. No. She, do you know what I mean? She needs to scream so much to put it. That's fucking hot. When I'm like, ayo.
Yeah, silencer.
Talk about a silencer. Did you just say that?
Yeah, yeah. We're from 3 for 3 on the
three
podcast.
3 for 3.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's hear from you, Jack, you fucking idiot. You got...
Jesus Christ.
Coming at me for the vibrator noises. Wait, you got him screaming out there, but just some Philly spit. Go Birds!
Yeah, I don't think so. Not really.
See? Jack had sex with one person. He doesn't know what's happening.
But why do girls always go, yeah? Like, why do they do that?
Fuck?
What type of weird bird was that?
I think it's like a science thing. For you.
A science thing?
Yeah, I think it hits like parts of the brain that...
Oh, you're just like talking about, don't. Like, it, what is it called?
Like, a guy will never go, like, oh, fuck.
No, I will.
No, I have.
Put a
I
finger
have.
In the ass and I'll yeah. fucking get,
are you kidding me?
I'll get vocal on a bitch.
I sound like a fucking bitch haunted house when I'm getting a fucking finger in the ass.
Goddamn.
Oh, no! You know what that is?
What?
It's basketball, dude.
This it sure is.
Episode is sponsored by NBA 2K Mobile, dude. It's a must-play mobile game with basketball lovers who want to conquer the court online. Okay, download NBA 2K Mobile free. How much is it? Oh, I don't know.
Free.
Free.
And start customizing your My Player and Dream Team today.
That's me shooting threes all freaking day, dude.
I don't know what a net sounds like.
That's exactly what it sounds like, dude. Let me tell you something. I played this game for the last week and a half. I absolutely loved it. Obviously, as you guys know, I'm a big basketball fan. I got to play with the New York Knicks. It was such a fun experience. I highly, highly recommend, dude. It's also obviously convenient if you guys plan on the train or the frick or a church or just while you're beating it up.
I mean, this is the real mobile game for the real basketball fans.
Not the fake ones.
The real ones.
The real ones.
No AI bullshit.
Nope.
So AI, Allen Iverson.
Boom.
I know sports.
He's the answer, dude. Immerse yourself True. In the ultimate basketball game experience on your mobile device. Go to collect player cards, build a custom powerhouse team, and rise to the top.
Timothy top.
Showcase your skills, climb a leaderboard, and become a basketball legend, dude. So
download NBA 2K Mobile free on the App Store or Google Play and use the promo code Tatum2K Mobile to redeem an exclusive Jason Tatum Pearl tier card. That's Tatum 2K Mobile. I'll spell it out. T-A-T-U-M 2K M-O-B-I-L-E. Tatum 2K Mobile.
Goddamn.
I do want women should write in because I want to know, is it like completely involuntary or is a lot of it like if you're like screaming loud, it's like performative, like because the guy you're with like likes.
I think I was in Miami and everybody hates each other out there and they're like, let's just hate fuck. Mm. It was probably like a guy who was married but like met a nice lady at a nightclub.
Have you come in a more silent way and then come in a more vocal way? Does that make sense?
I need you to unpack that. You put glasses on, you start hitting me with fucking high coupons.
No, there are certain times, I'm going to get to my point when we answer this point. So sometimes there's moments where like I come and it's more like the vocalization that I make is more silent. And then sometimes I come and I give it a real like, oh, fuck, like give it a real big one.
I do that when I stub my toe.
Exactly. So you stub your toe when I'm coming. Same thing. So what I'm saying is, I think maybe the vocalization that the woman does makes the fucking better.
So
it's just like
you trade moans.
No, what I'm saying is, I think my cum feels better when I really give it a good vocalization.
Oh,
so maybe women do the same thing.
Yeah,
it's just like tennis.
I did find this response on a Reddit thread for Ask Women.
Great place to talk about sex.
Why do women moan and scream during sex? This says, if I'm screaming, it's because my SO and I are having particularly rough and painful in the good way
SO?
Sex, a significant other. And it's half
like
involuntarily.
If I was someone dating you, this is my significant other?
Yeah, I look at her and go,
well,
who
paper?
Are you cheating on with?
Yeah.
Significant other? I don't even like partner. Where are you at with partner? Her last boyfriend was her quarterback.
It's funny.
If your girl looks at me and goes, oh, this is my partner, Trevor. I didn't know we're in a business fucking proposition.
Let me see your LLC.
100%.
LL Cucci.
Uh-oh. That's the escort.
Part of it just sounds like a little not lovey.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. It sounds like we do e-commerce together.
Wait, back to the alcohol thing. If somebody says something to you drunk, do you think that that's like sober thoughts or is that just like you don't know where they came from? I think there's both. I also think drunk people, there's a point where you're like, your body has enough alcohol where you can still be like, this is what I wanted to say. But then, I mean, after 10 drinks, you're just talking about bacon wrap hot dogs being your pet. And people are like, I don't think, you turn into a Boomhauer.
Boomhauer.
I sound like Boomhauer. You know, I'm those goddamn motherfucking Jesus.
Is that how you come?
Twice.
I will say, I think it's both, right? Because there's sometimes where I've literally like have like fist fought like a vending machine, right? That's not really me. I don't really want to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's both. I don't think just because you drink, your actions are insinuating the real truth of who you are. Not all the time.
Correct.
Not all the time. I think you sometimes fuck up and you look at your boy and you go, man, your girl's fucking hot, man. And I'm telling you, if you went to war and you didn't come back, I'd fucking be with her for you. You're like, dog, what are you fucking saying?
That pussy.
Yeah, that is real. That's real. That's real. You just find my girlfriend hot and you wish that I go to war and get shot in a foxhole. That's what you wish for because you wanna come over and be like, console her and then blah, blah, blah.
I think your gauge on like what's a normal thing to say in society is a little skewed.
Yes.
Your filter,
gone.
When you're drunk, your filter's on a smoke break. Your filter about being, like you said, like, you know, your sister always had a rack on her. You're like, what? You're like, I'm just riffing. Is what I would say is all a piece of shit. I think your PC filter is a little off.
Yeah, I think like if you hook up with somebody, like if you like you're like, oh man, I'm sorry, I kissed a bro, I was drunk. I don't accept that. Like just because you were drunk,
you still
kissed my cousin who's my girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like you still did.
Your digital footprint is crazy.
Crazy. It's like I can never run for office. Or I get voted in Mississippi quick. Is that why they fuck cousins? Who knows?
Dude, you can do it anywhere.
You can. You don't want to go down this road again. I feel it. So, the hooking up thing, I think if you were sober, you wouldn't have done it. But it doesn't mean that you didn't do it. Like the erasing of actions because you were drunk, that's not real to me. Oh, I fucked your girlfriend. I was drunk, dude. I'm sorry.
I was drunk. Right.
But you still did it though.
Right.
That's where I draw the line. Like it's not. Yeah. That's bullshit.
Can you look up like the funniest like things guys have ever like said to maybe get out of like cheating? Like I guarantee like something was like, oh, I was getting in the elevator and instead of one, I pushed her tits and now we made out and. Like I tripped and fell in some pussy. Like, there's gotta be some insane ones. Or there's gotta be like girls wrote in what their man told them.
Yeah.
There was one that I saw an article somewhere. There was not an article. What the fuck? Not everything's an article, Trevor. It was literally a tweet. But this girl's like, quote this with the most like fucked up thing a guy you've dated. And this girl goes, found out he was cheating, met up with the other girl. We took a selfie together and sent it to him to fuck with him. He put that photo on his story and said, my two hoes linking up.
He won.
Yeah, but that's literally what it said. It was like the Uno reverse card.
There is a whole fucking BuzzFeed list of great entries into this. One of
BuzzFeed?
Them is
BuzzFeed still
BuzzFeed
real?
BuzzFeed does not have sex.
So, I mean, this is just BuzzFeed collecting tweets that people have tweeted about excuses for cheating.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So this one says, he said he cheated because he forgot we were dating.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, 100%.
Bro, retirement home, probably crazy.
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry I fucked Mavis, my brain doesn't work.
Also, CTE, my bad, I play middle linebacker for the fucking Cowboys. I forgot.
That's gotta be one.
He cheated because he thought I needed the trauma for my character development.
I love him. Here's the thing, don't cheat, but that's fire.
That one?
Yeah, because then you make cheating for her. That's awesome.
That's
wrong. He's wrong. I'm just saying, like, that's diabolical.
Yeah,
like,
that's
that is a congressman.
Yeah.
He's gonna win the Senate. Can you win the Senate?
Probably.
All right.
When I confronted him about sleeping with my coworker, his reply was, yeah, but she taught me so much.
See?
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, piece of shit for sure, but the logic there is not, it's not flawed. Like, yeah, let me bring that knowledge back to help your orgasms. This is all for you.
What would you say?
When?
What's your best excuse you'd say to get out of cheating? Not that you should cheat.
Is any of this even real?
To her, you say it to her?
Yep. She's like, yeah, you cheated on me with Becky from Foot Locker. And I'm like, listen, is any of this even real? This is a simulation. Becky's not even real.
We're a dot in the solar system.
Correct.
Marriage? It's spell like, it. Can't.
Can't? And like, and you're saying I inserted my dick into Becky. Right. But like, did that moment even occur? We're probably living inside Inception, to be honest. So if you fudge the timeline, you're probably even related to me. And then she's going to say, what? And I'm going to say, exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cappuccino?
100%. Yeah, I'd try to, or I'd say, you're crazy. I didn't do that.
It's like, trying to gaslight the whole thing. That's the most common out of every, no, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't like when
they
guys.
They wrote a whole song about it. It wasn't me. Bam, on the counter?
I mean, so many locations. They saw you in a lot of places.
First of all, fucking on the counter is hilarious because I'm never tall enough. Dude, a girl recently put herself on the counter, which I thought was funny. She wanted to get fucked on the counter. First of all, bread goes there, so don't sit there. But anyways. But
she got them loaves.
Hey! But it's I can't do it. Really? I was on my tiptoes, still couldn't get in there.
Fucking on tiptoes is so funny.
It's so funny.
You're putting a lot of work on those little piggy toes.
Yeah. I will say, I didn't do this on purpose, but by the stroke of luck, my bed is I like a higher bed, and my bed is perfect height for me to like put her on the edge and fuck her when I'm standing and she's in like doggy or a missionary. Mm-hmm. It's perfect height. I didn't do it on purpose. Fucking God gave me a gift.
Hey.
Okay. What would you say if I'm your girlfriend? I walk up to you and be like, Trevor, I know that you're cheating on me. I know that you are. I saw you.
I'd say, listen, babe, like with how AI is getting these days, like I was scared this robot was going to attack me. So I was like looking in there for like an electrical switch because I thought it'd be like by like, you know, her like ass part. Right. So I was down there like looking and the worst part is it wasn't an AI robot. Now I felt bad. And she's like, why is this random man touching me? I was like, random man, I love you.
So let me get this straight. So you thought the girl that I saw you with mm-hmm. was a robot.
100%.
And initially.
Yeah.
Right. And then you went, sifted through Recruiter to find the plug?
Off switch. I'm scared that robots are going to take over the world.
Right.
Roombas are already one step at a time taking over apartments. So I was in there trying to like find an off switch. But then she was like, oh, wait, is this dude that I don't even know just touching me? And I was like, bro, I'm not trying to fucking, you know. Like, I can't be touching a stranger. So I intermittently dated that woman. So
you dated her?
Because I didn't want her to come at me, be like, this random dude on the street touched me.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
So but
so what I'm gonna you have
then
to
I broke up with her.
Oh, you guys are broken up.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. On paper.
Okay. You have to move out.
Are you an AI robot?
And you start sifting?
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing. That whole AI robot face switch, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
That's a real excuse kind of right now. If you see, if your hypothetical girlfriend gets sent a video of you fucking some other girl in.
Deep fake.
Deep fake, dog.
His cock's way too big.
That's not me. That's literally not me. I'm telling you right now. Do you know how much footage there is on the internet of my face? They took my face. They put it on that person. I wasn't even in Vegas.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's a real thing. So video evidence is not even real anymore.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of that, honestly.
Damn.
But I think it's going to get like two questions past that. Like, okay, so this isn't you. So that person isn't that. And that's not your hat in the background. Like, I think there's a lot of logic flaws in that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I do think a lot of guys are going to be like, oh, babe, I thought, what do you mean?
The babe, what do you mean? You cheated.
Yeah.
Babe, what do you mean? Cheater.
Babe, what?
Why would you think I would do that? Cheater.
I mean, because that whole show, cheaters.
My first reaction is laughing. If my hypothetical girlfriend came up to me.
Did or didn't do it?
Didn't. If my hypothetical girlfriend came up to me and was like, did you, I can't believe, I got sent a video and you cheated, blah, blah, and I 100% didn't. I'm laughing hysterically.
Correct. The second you're like, oh, wait, what?
Then, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because isn't it like the biggest liar is the loudest guy? I mean, obviously that's correct, but like whatever the saying is, like, well, that's
I think
real.
It's like the loudest guy in the room is always like the loser. But I think it's like if yeah, of course. But like if you're arguing with somebody and you're being all loud, it's like, your chances are you fucked up. It's like,
correct.
You know, like whenever somebody gets caught stealing at a grocery store on a video, they'll be like, empty your pocket. I'm not fucking emptying my goddamn pockets. Why the fuck?
Yeah,
they got Skittles and Funyuns in their ass.
Yeah. Dude, when someone in 7-Eleven accused me of stealing and I did not, I started hysterically laughing. I go, you can search me if you want, but this is hilarious.
Correct.
I literally don't have anything.
Correct.
So go ahead.
Yeah, the second you're like, oh.
Yeah, the second you start yelling shit. What was the last one?
The other girl bought him a Jimmy John sandwich, so he had to pay her back somehow.
Hey, get that foot long, shawty.
Hold on. He said that she bought him a Jimmy John's
sandwich. Yeah, a really nice thing for him. Bought him the sandwich, so he had
Jimmy John's is not nice. I think it's good. I'll eat it any day, but like that's not enough to like fuck somebody over.
Yeah, I can't believe he valued his cock at Jimmy John's.
Even if I saw a porn where they're like, oh my God, I don't have enough money for this Jimmy John's, but I fuck you. I'm like, this plot sucks.
Sucks. I mean, you can give him like a rusty nickel and like one thumbtack and you're good.
Yeah.
Why in the Delta goddamn terminal do people lose their mind over Jimmy John's?
Jersey Mike's.
At LAX. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Jersey Mike's.
Because Jersey Mike's to me feels like a staple in the game. And Jersey Mike's is kind of like an endangered animal. Like, you don't see them a lot in public, but when you do, you're like, yo. Because it just shits on all the other. I eat Jersey Mike's. Like, I fucking love that place. Well, and it's like a legit meal before a flight.
It's the one of the only like sandwich shops, whatever, that are chains that when I eat it, I don't feel like a pile of shit. I feel like sort of like it's nice enough, like the meat and the bread. It's like it all feels like nice enough where like my mom might have like compiled it from a grocery store.
It's got layers to it.
Yes.
Well, also like they like you shave the meat there.
Yeah.
You know, with the thing. Subway just unwraps meat and throws it on there. Bitch, let me back there.
Yeah, it's not real.
It's not.
I eat it. And I'll eat it again.
Goddamn. Factor! I'll tell you what, fear is not a factor for me. It is. But you know what's not
what?
A fear of mine?
What?
It's going hungry at home. I've been using Factor. I use it every single week. I literally was running late today because I was unpacking my little Factor box.
Let me tell you something, dude.
America's
number one ready-to-eat meal kit, okay? You can help fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Grocery stores, boo!
Sick of them!
Prepare your food, boo! Ovens, stupid!
Dude, I use this every week. It's a game changer. I don't have to think. I mean, you know this. Michael and I are both a bunch of AI robots.
Idiots.
We're just existing. We eat just like, oh, duh, 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 and then get back to yelling on TikTok clips. So for this, it's so easy. I swear, I love this. You take it out of the box. You order what you want. You get it. And it's not frozen. So it cooks quick. It comes already chilled out, double iced up, poke a couple holes in it, put it in the microwave 2 minutes, and you're good to go. Eating for me has never been quicker, and I feel like I get the flavor and the bang for the buck.
So head to factormeals.com/socks50 and use code socks50 and get 50% off. That's code socks50 at factormeals.com/socks50 to get 50% off. Go do it.
They got an app. They got a website. Do it all.
Goddamn.
I think when AI comes, Subway workers are the first to go.
I think everything is the first to go. The only people that are going to have a job are stand-up comedians. I think podcasting is not going to have a job anymore. The amount of shit they compile from us over the whatever amount of episodes, they can probably do an episode AI version.
I'll tell you what. If AI could do our ad reads, I'd be down.
They can.
Hello Fresh. The best.
You're right. It's going to be off.
You know?
It's going to be off a little bit.
Do you guys want to try to guess some... AI generated jokes and versus real joke writer jokes. And
this is going to be so easy.
See if you can tell. Okay. So there's, let's do.
Also, I want to show you this. There's a bunch of like these Instagram accounts keep posting these kids doing stand up. I want to watch those because the comments are insanely brutal.
All right. We'll pull those up. All right. So we've got a couple. These are like the Onion style.
Fucking Christ. God damn it. Dude, I'm fucking never going to Miami again.
Dude, why is it? Why
cooked.
Is it? Because I know, because I feel the same way when I have like a day or two of drinking. Dude, it took me, when we got back from our Europe trip, I swear to God, it took me like a, because you know, obviously the jet lag, but it took me like, I would say 2 full weeks to start, my brain started feel normal.
I'm pissed. If I was like, oh, I was hungover all day yesterday. I was like, all right, cool. Monday, we're back. No.
No.
But again, like I got to Miami Wednesday. I was fucking getting after it for like.
How was the trip before we get into
fun
the
fun as fuck? Doing with some of my best friends, just like from my hometown. So fun. Did it felt like Ibiza. It felt like Ibiza, but like more, we're more respected. I would say that. But it was great, dude. The food in Miami is fucking unreal.
Unreal.
Unreal. I was like, what is this?
It's
like, like the best food. And what's really cool is all the restaurants kind of like either turn into clubs or like everyone's restaurant reservations at like 11. So you eat and then kind of just turn it into the night.
Great.
But yeah, just overall great time. The weather out there feels like a warm hug from a fucking vape pen. It's the way I describe it, it feels like the condensation on the top of your takeout box when we Postmates. It's like the top of your chow mein box.
So not good.
No.
Yeah.
It's super fun though.
Too hot.
A lot of gorgeous women.
Yeah. It's yeah. It's like it's the East Coast Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Cuban women who tend to be, I don't know if you know this, hot.
Hot.
Puerto Rican hoes?
Hot.
Beat
hot.
I mean, dude, there's something about the Latin thing that I mean, it's so hot. Dark hair, perfect bodies. Yeah. They will cut you.
Yeah.
But that's hot.
Yeah, it was insane. My friend at his apartment complex, you look out of his window, like his at-home office, he just stares directly at the pool. I'm like, how do you?
Yeah, I'm sure he gets a lot of work done.
But so fun. But again, like I got there Wednesday. I did a college show Tuesday and then just went there right after. And
well, that college show looked crazy, by the way.
Dude, it was at their fucking basketball arena.
That looked crazy.
I went into it being like, fucking, what is going to be whatever. It was awesome.
Dude, the setup looked fucking unbelievable.
You've done a bunch of college shows. Yeah. A lot of times college shows, the setup is like, all right, we'll work with it. This is it.
Yeah.
But like, you're like, I wish there was a stage. Or I wish there was a lighter or maybe a microphone. This was like, I walked in and I was like, oh, you guys get it. It was super easy.
It looked like a,
It was like a full stage on there. Cause I've did an arena before for a different college show and it was, it sat like 4,000, but the undergrad was like 2,000. I was like, y'all don't even got enough students to watch your own games.
Yeah,
that was in Boston.
That was the ice skating rink, right? The hockey rink.
That set, it was so hard to get the momentum going. But this Texas one was like legit fun. I was like.
Texas shows are so fun.
Texas shows are great.
Texas, Florida, period, done. Dude, they're so good.
I did like an hour 15. I was going to be like, what? I'm giving y'all extra.
I love,
It was awesome. Right. How did we get here? Oh, but I was there since Wednesday, so it's just like, and all my friends are just like, yeah, let's go out, dinner, drink. And so you're just like, fucking, you know, it was, but now we're here, and I'm glad. But I kept telling myself, like, you told yourself you wanted August to be like Amsterdam, Spain, fuck around in Miami, now we're back to work. But like, it was a great time, great,
yeah,
great,
you gotta let yourself go to reel yourself back
in. Yeah, maybe excited to get back. I'm gonna be a good fucking, dad. Exactly, what?
I said, I'm gonna be a good dad.
Yeah.
That was a good saying. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta let yourself go to reel yourself back in.
Up until the dad part, yeah.
Nah, it's like a dad thing.
Oh.
Like, you would say that to like a, you know, like a 9-year-old.
You gotta let yourself go before you let yourself back in.
And then they'll never see me again.
Yeah.
Dude, do you think someone's ever done that on purpose to be like, yo, I'm leaving for you because I want you to become great?
That's what it sounded like for one of those.
Yeah.
Like I did this.
So you know, you could have this experience and be a better person. Yeah. But origin. You always hear the one about like, oh, I'm just like, I'm not good for you. I don't want you to grow up with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just trying to bail.
Trying to bail. That's a dude that's like, listen, man, this is too, I need to fuck.
You think anybody's ever put their 2 weeks in for a breakup?
Yeah.
March 1st will be my last day. What? Oh, I mean, I'll give you the next 2 weeks just to help, but like that is my last day.
Yeah, you could liquidate some of my 401k if you'd like, but I need to.
But 2 weeks is crazy.
That happens all the time.
Think?
If you're in a lease with somebody?
No.
Yes. If you're in a lease with someone, you give them a month's notice so they have time to figure themselves out.
Okay, that part makes sense. If you're living together, let's just say like you're just dating a chick. She lives in Venice. You live in somewhere else in LA. Right. You know, it's like, and you're just like, you're not living together. You're like, all right, in 2 weeks, I will be done. They'd be like, no, we're done now.
Right. I don't, unless there's some like circumstances that I can't conjure in my brain right now, but yes, I don't think if you gave your partner 2 weeks, like they would have.
I don't think they'd be stoked. I think they would look for dick immediately.
dude, here's the thing. I don't want to scare anybody, but I think there's always some extra dick floating around.
What do you mean?
If you're with the girl and women write in, and I think that I'm going to get fucking like flamed for this, but I do believe in a lot of situations, if you're in a relationship, even if it's healthy, I think that they're on the woman's side, and maybe the guy's side too, whatever. I'm just speaking strictly with the women. I think there's sometimes there's some extra dick floating around, so they always have another lily pad to jump to. Yeah, so even if you're in a loving relationship.
Well, I think a lot of it, yeah, I agree, because a lot of times it's that work best friend.
Oof.
You know?
I never trust that guy.
Went through a breakup? That's crazy. What do you say we get drinks? It's Monday at 1 p.m. I don't give a fuck, Deborah.
I don't give a fuck. And the work best friend's scary because they have so much in common.
And they see each other every day. There's something about that, just like you learn somebody over time. Then it's that work hotness where you're like,
bro,
you meet up the first day, like, hey, how you doing? 2 weeks later, you're like, do I love this woman?
Dude, do you know how many baboons I fucked in a goddamn restaurant?
Like, no. Co-workers?
Yeah, co-workers. I'm saying, like, they're even, okay,
especially a bartending setter.
Correct.
Setting.
You walk into a new place and you're like, oh, she's nice. She's not my type, right? 3 weeks later.
You see a shit, stir that martini. You're like, hold up.
Stir that martini. She's talking to someone. She's like leaning over to get ice. Marguerite!
Yeah.
You ever fuck a bitch in a goddamn walk-in refrigerator?
No, I'd be scared.
I have.
You have?
Got head in a walk-in. Dick, it was cold.
Dick same size or no? I'd be lying.
Yeah, but it's not fun. I didn't
my meat needs to defrost.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it's more just optics. It's more so you can just walk back and look at the other coworkers and be like, yo, Jeremy, she got one off.
Yeah.
God. What's funny is like when you're like 20, telling people about sex is so cool. And then you grow up and then people are like, yo, cool, man. And you're like, no, but like I came. And they're like, all right.
Sick, dude. Me too.
I mean, like, that's all of our podcasts. But I do feel like maybe in the work world. Like, if you're an intern and you're showing up to Deloitte, you see the guys, fucking, dude, feel my forearms, bro. Fuck, beat it up all week. My abs are sore. Fuck, yeah. But if you're like 30 and you walk into your job, you're like, oh, beat it up. They'd be like, cool, man.
Where's the report?
What'd you do this weekend? I hung out my wife and 3 kids, went to Disneyland.
That sounds so sad.
No fucking?
When is that? Whatever, I don't even get to it.
Sick of it.
Goddamn.
Today's episode is brought to you by Liquid IV, the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It is now available and sugar-free. Everybody was yelling at us, be like, yes. Dude, it tastes so good. I feel hydrated. But the sugar, you know, might be a little tad more than I wanted. But now they are sugar-free to offer.
It is 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrition for everyday wellness. All right. Are you sick of drinking so much freaking water?
Sick of it. I pee so much.
That's what I'm saying, dude. So you have one freaking bottle, one single Liquid IV in there. Shake it up. That is literally 3 bottles worth of water in one. It is awesome. Highly, highly recommended. And also, we travel a bunch. Every single time I go on the road, dude, I throw like 4 or 5 in my backpack. I feel hydrated.
I was just in Miami last weekend. I brought a grip of these, and the whole squad was like, yo, Trevor coming through with the Liquid IVs. This is genius. Make sure all my homies hydrated.
So, real people, real flavor, real hydration. Now, sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code SOCKS at checkout. Liquidiv.com and use code SOCKS at checkout.
Goddamn. Last thing I want to say about Miami, a guy came up to us at a strip club, and he was a Stiff Sox fan. He pulled out his phone and on Spotify said following. Like he had been following it and listening to it like a bunch of
let's
episodes.
Let's go.
Pretty cool.
I love that.
Another guy had me a photo of me and him on his dating app.
Oh, I saw your story.
That we met from like, we met years ago.
Uh-huh.
Like that wasn't a recent photo. So he just had it on there.
That's cool.
Pretty wild.
I'm telling you, dude, the amount of, go ahead.
All right. So what we have here, you guys know the Onion, obviously.
I didn't know how to frame it without it coming off so douchey. I was going to say the amount of sex that we generate for other dudes and women is fun. It's fun to think about.
I don't think it's douchey.
All right, I don't know. I just, the way I was going to say it in my head
people
sounded like
literally
so funny.
Written in. They like met in our comment section, like on like Patreon. Be like, yeah, I met because it's a fellow Patreon and we fucked over one shared interest.
Yeah, over the Patreon. That happens so much on the Patreon.
People be fucking from Patreon. Patreon.com/pod.
All right, guys, so we're going to do this, try to have you guys guess which of these is written by AI and which is written by real comedy writers. So these are like Onion-style headlines, okay? So we've got three here. First one says, experts warn that war in Ukraine could become even more boring. Next one.
I hope that's a robot.
Next one. Budget of new Batman movie swells to $200 million as director insists on using real Batman.
That sounds AI to me.
That sounds AI. It's so unfunny. Punchline.
Story of woman who rescues shelter dog with severely matted fur will inspire you to open a new tab and visit another website.
I think the middle one is fake, and I think the other two are real.
They're all AI.
Good. Well, the first one was
legit funny.
The first one felt like somebody who would be like trying to fire up the internet.
Yeah.
The first one was AI?
They're all AI.
Wow.
Fuck. But those are funny like in a like maybe like a headline.
Right. It's not, it can't come up with a whole premise and a story.
Yeah, all those are bomb on stage.
Can we do something fun?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do ChatGPT. Say, write a joke about Mountain Dew in the style of Trevor Wallace.
It's not that complex.
Don't you have to like,
No, it does, dude. My brother did it with me. What's scary about this is the whole world's going to change in 5 years.
Hallmark writers, you're done.
Oh, they've been.
Birthday cards?
Done.
Yeah, but somebody bought a fucking.
Birthday cards, $27.
They're expensive.
Dude, and they're not regular. There's like knickknacks in them now.
Dude, I'm so glad that they're, I think if they really want to make money, they could somehow capitalize. Like you have to put in the when that person's birthday is. Because if it's day of and you're buying a birthday card, bro, I pay $50. Because you're like, I need this card now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like day up for tickets of a show.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Like, if you bought it in advance and at checkout, they're like, and when is this person's birthday? You're like, oh, it's in 6 months. They're like, okay, it's $4. But they're like, oh, it's in 4 hours. They'd be like, cool, you want it? $1,000. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. This is a fucking Ticketmaster, but actually, birthday cards.
Well, how soon until birthday cards are just extinct and you just text somebody, you have a birthday?
I think birthday cards will never be extinct. I do think they're just less people will buy them. Cause dude, real talk, like if your fucking mom texts you happy birthday and then gives you a card, that's pretty fucked. Like you have
what
not
if it does like the slam effect on iPhone. Happy birthday.
Yeah, the congratulations thing. How do I not make it do the confetti?
Oh, I like sending those. Send with lasers. I forget that I got them. It's fun to do.
It's fun to do like
you up with the lasers.
When was the last time you got a you up text? I haven't sent have you ever sent a you up? Like literally verbatim. You up.
Nah.
Never.
In and around it.
I always have like a setup text prior to me sending the let's hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's crazy. It's 1:15 in the morning.
You up.
You up is insane.
That's so crazy how we can find it. It's just two words. And we don't even spell you fully. Just the letter. And also, just two letters. You again, the P. Letters getting you. Huh.
What do you think a funny response is if you said, not you specifically, just a general you, if you write you up and the girl goes, don't text me this. I don't want to bang you right now. It's 2 a.m. What do you think someone has responded to that in a funny way?
Good. I had $1,000 and I need to get rid of it and give it to somebody. Donate to charity. Not you anymore. I think
it's like, oh, come on. What are you talking about? I was talking about going to the library.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just making sure.
Yeah. Just making sure.
Just make sure you're getting your work done.
How are your vitals?
Or you say, where you up? Dot, dot, dot. You shouldn't be. You have work early in the morning. Make sure you're asleep.
That's how you get.
Yeah, yeah.
Girls like when you care about them.
You're on to some of this.
I am.
You ever remember a detail?
Hold up. This is not an ad. I just got a whoop strap. Can you put the whoop strap on your cock?
What does it do?
It literally just like, oh, this is your, how many calories and how's, dude, it's actually kind of cool.
But what do you do with that information?
Well, it's like calories is also like how you slept. It tells you how like what percentage on
Right. But yeah. What do you do with that information?
You essentially just try to improve on it so you feel better.
Okay.
So it's like, all right, so I burn 2,900 calories. I know how much calories I need to intake to even break even. Like, which is actually, I mean, if you're trying to lose weight or gain weight, I think it's like really, that's a cool like metric. The sleep thing is really cool. The sleep thing is like, all right, I'm going to sleep at this time. I wake up at this time. It tracks like how you slept. And you're like, all right, I slept like shit yesterday. So it also gives you a recovery percentage. So you're like, all right, I'm recovered only 60%. So this night I need to, maybe I need to get to bed a little earlier type of thing. Why are you laughing?
Do you think any of that's placebo effect? With like, remember those wristbands? You like, put it on, you can balance better. Do you think any of that is like
they got sued like nuts?
Of course, bro. But do you think any of that is like you're recovered? Or just like, some engineers? Like, I'm just fucking riffing right now. I don't know.
20%. Yeah. Do I think it's 100% accurate? Right. Absolutely not.
Do you have to charge it? What does it feel like?
You do have to charge it. It lasts like.
Do you
3
keep it
days.
On when you fucking?
I haven't fucked with it. I will say the first time I wore it, I had like a set that I was like fine on, and I was like, well. It's the whoop strap. I hate that type of stuff.
Yeah. Well, they got to do a more subtle version of it. Like one that goes like maybe around an ankle or something.
That's an ankle monitor.
That's pretty popular.
What if your ankle monitor also was your whoop strap? That'd be a good idea.
Well, you probably wouldn't give them any steps in considering you're on house arrest.
Well, you walk around your living room. Depends how wealthy you are. You got a
That's
lot of steps
true.
In. You live in fucking Rick Ross's home.
Yeah, if Rick Ross on house arrest, he's like, all right.
Yeah, he's like, I live on 29 acres.
Yeah,
I
good.
Have 600 horses.
I can use 14 of my bathrooms I haven't used yet.
He's sad. I'm convinced. I've said it 100 times on the podcast. I'm convinced he's sad. I've never seen one time he has a friend. Okay. What are we doing?
We've got the ChatGPT. It worked.
Let's see if ChatGPT can write a joke about Mountain Dew in the style of Trevor Wallace.
Yeah. Okay, so we have we gave that prompt to ChatGPT, and this is what it came up with. Why do bros love Mountain Dew so much? Because it's the only thing that can make them feel more extreme than their cargo shorts. And then it did this emoji.
Yeah, but like what you said earlier, I don't know if that's a reflection on me. Because like, first of all, not one rhyme. What are you fucking new here, ChatGPT?
So, but
I feel where it's going.
All it did was just like had like a bro point of view, I guess. Yeah. But it wasn't.
It did talk shit about people with cargo shorts. I'm in.
Yeah. So there is a follow up to this too. So I said that wasn't enough. So I said write a stand up comedy joke with multiple tags about people that like Mountain Dew in the style of Trevor Wallace.
Oh God.
So here's what it says now. You ever notice how Mountain Dew enthusiasts always seem like they're one energy burst away from inventing a new extreme sport? Like, bro, have you tried sidewalk surfing on a flaming skateboard while juggling tacos? So that's.
This is not a bad idea, which is so scary. It's not funny, but the angle is funny.
It's like when somebody pitches something, and you're like, no, but keep coming. A little something right there. What were we saying?
The kernel of this is actually
the
funny.
The kernel of it.
So yes. here's the tags. Tag one. I mean, the only thing more extreme than their drink choice is their confidence that their DIY backyard ramp is totally safe, dude.
Again.
Change out safe for sick, better joke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tag
backyard
two.
Backyard ramp's funny.
Tag two says, and let's be real, a Mountain Dew lover's idea of a balanced diet, a Dew in one hand and a Dorito in the other.
Again,
these are all very safe. Like, it's not like edgy. Like, it needs to be like a Dew in one hand and a Glock in the other.
Yeah. Or like a Dew in one hand and a Plan B in the other.
Yeah. There we go.
So the thing about the structure.
Correct.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. ChatGPT was specifically engineered to be very safe and corporate and like very like buttoned up.
But that's why
so,
the plugin, it's like you mad lib it up a little bit. You punch up your own fucking AI.
And so the place I got those AI onion headlines from, there's this other like experimental one that they have that's like way more fucking just like will go off the rails. It's not, they won't let anyone use it yet, but it like doesn't have the safeguards in place to be like really safe. Where like ChatGPT, I don't think will like go super sick.
Wow.
But it's interesting that it at least like understands the format of a stand-up joke, right? Like here's the
and
idea.
And personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scares me because it's not funny yet, but it's not as horribly unfunny as it used to be.
Correct.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, if I'm doing Irvine and the next week is some fucking robot, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
Because that robot's gonna murder. Dude,
he's gonna have all weekend. You're gonna be there Monday, 10 p.m.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Bro, he's getting the headlining spots.
And then all the other robots are gonna come. That is so funny.
And they go, I could write one better though. And then they just swing at each other on stage.
Yeah, but every robot's gonna be hilarious.
Crazy.
Dude, I cannot wait to get a robot girlfriend.
Goddamn.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. What is it? I will tell you. Prize Picks is the largest independently owned daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting ways to play daily fantasy, okay? It's just you against the numbers, all right? It's not this convoluted thing that everyone freaking hates, no one understands. Up, down, no one's happening, okay? Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks.
Sharks, dude, they're out there.
They are, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-dun.
Bunch of sharks. Get these sharks away from my table because it's just me versus the machine.
So you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 players' stat projections and watch the winnings roll in.
And how simple is it? I'll tell you. Prize Picks is so simple. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds.
Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app, dude. Here at Stiff Socks Podcast, dude, we love Prize Picks app. It's incredible, and we are so excited for the NFL season to start because we are going to play daily fantasy with our team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Go Cougars! So, go to prizepicks.com/socks and use code SOCKS.
A lot of Cougars in Jacksonville, but we talk about the Jaguars! And I'm hoping that our projections are right and we roll it on out.
Lawrence.
Jacksonville. That's Duval.
That's our quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
That's me.
His hair is great. If you cut off his hair, do you think he'd throw it less far? Probably. Go to prizepicks.com/socks and use code SOCKS for a first deposit match up to $100. That's incredible. Okay?
Dude, so how does that work? I put in 50. They match me 50?
Yep.
I put in 75. They match me 75?
You got it.
Up to 100?
You got it.
100 and 100?
You got it.
That's one for one. You 101.
Go to prizepicks.com/socks and use code SOCKS. And again, first deposit match up to $100.
Goddamn.
All right, here. Let's try one more time. So I said this was okay, but make it edgier. So this is what it came up with. Ever notice how Mountain Dew fans look like they just mainlined a frat party? It's like, bro, why is your heartbeat syncing up with dubstep?
That's
dope. Great. Mainline a frat party is funny.
Mainline a frat party is a great line. And then like the sync up with the EDM is hilarious.
Yeah.
Do a quick little act out.
Honestly, if Mountain Dew was a life decision, it'd be getting a tribal tattoo on a dare from yourself.
From yourself is so funny.
Mm, I do. I like the mainline and then the heartbeat to EDM.
Wow.
Damn.
Can we do if they have, not Mountain Dew, write a joke about, we can't do like sex or anything, right? We can on this?
I don't know. We can try.
say write a joke about ejaculating early. What is it? Write a joke about premature ejaculation in the style of Michael Blaustein and then do the stand-up thing that you did with Trev, like stand-up comedy, whatever.
You ever notice how some guys treat sex like it's a microwave? Just hit 30 seconds and hope for the best. Tag one. I mean, if orgasms had Yelp reviews, some of these dudes would be getting 1 star. Came too fast. Would not recommend.
Yuck.
Tag two. I had a buddy tell me he's a sprinter, not a marathon runner. I'm like, bro, that's not a sprint. That's you tripping at the starting line.
Yuck. Yeah, see, when I did this with my brother, it was stuff like that where I'm like, it's not funny. Like, there's no funny here.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Mountain Dew thing was for real funny.
The Yelp, the tag, they lost me in the beginning, but the tag at the end is funny. Like 1 star would not come again or like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's a plug and play. You go, oh yeah, but let me add the butt.
Yeah.
Damn.
The Yelp review thing. Yeah, this is scary to me. This is scary. I thought it was going to be a bunch of garbage and it's like still garbage,
I mean, I wonder if you like watching 10 comics go up. That'd be a really good video. 10 comics go up, one uses all AI material.
Oh,
but like somebody who's like very, like kind of knows, like you go up there, but you're not, like somebody who's like a veteran, they know what they're doing. They know how to present a joke.
Yeah. And then, and try to figure out who. Huh? That's a great idea though. How many comics do you think are using this?
I think not a lot right now, but I think it's coming soon.
I think there's a punch few up. For sure.
Yeah, definitely. But I think, like, who are we wrong to not be using it? Is this cheating or is that not?
I have heard different approaches. I think that there was someone that said I don't fully agree with this, but he's like, I use a thesaurus. Is that cheating? Like, I go on Google and type in what's another word for blank, and then it gives me it. Is that cheating?
Right. As long as it's your own thoughts, you're just doing the research.
Yeah, but that I agree with. But this, say the Mountain Dew thing, and you sort of like took the main line of blah, 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 whatever. Like, then it gets murky. I don't know. Because then the comics, you didn't really write that. You're just sort of cherry picking things that a computer did and slamming it together. You're still doing the jokes and performing them and probably punching them up. But like, I think there's a difference between getting like a word idea from something versus getting a joke. Like that's a joke mm-hmm. that you're taking from a robot. But I do agree that I think at some point...
Hey, robots are going to take our job. I'll take theirs. Give me the joke.
But I think at some point, there's going to be a lot of this.
Of course.
Oh, that's fucking sucks. That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of the future with anything.
I wonder who's the first comic that's going to do a Netflix special using all AI jokes. Because that is going to happen. This is my... I'm blank blank, and this is my AI comedy special. It has a hook to it, blah, blah, blah. Wait,
wasn't there a fucking... 100%. Netflix did one with like a fake person.
A stand-up special?
Not stand-up, it was like a 15. It was like a bro something. They did it like a year or two ago. I don't know. I didn't really get it. I didn't get the premise on it.
Oh, yeah. The first stand-up comedy special written entirely by bots.
Sick of it.
Yeah.
I'd also like to say... I haven't fucked or came in 3 days. And I know that doesn't seem crazy, but like I haven't come in 3 days.
That is pretty crazy.
You feel great.
I don't know if I necessarily feel great. I feel great because there's self-control built into that. That's why I feel good.
Of course. And you got your glasses on too. You're a scholar. You got whoop strap. You should fuck a whoop strap.
Is the whoop strap telling you like you haven't come in 3 days? Keep it up.
Yeah.
Your T levels. Should. Maybe that is. Dude, maybe like my T level is just a bit up. Cause I straight empty the gas tank, at least once a day, on the average. Like I got sperm comes in my cock at least once a day. If you didn't get what I first saw,
but not
first,
the past three,
huh?
But not the past three.
Not the past three. And I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe let's just keep going. Jack, should I keep going?
Yeah, definitely keep going.
No.
All right. I'll keep going. Yeah, let me go to this party tonight. Sure. Meet one. All right, cool. Here you go. Ready.
That's life. Like I got back from Miami. I'm like, dude, fuck all this. I'm not drinking. I'm not going on dates. I'm not doing nothing until the special comes out. Who's that? A woman? Let her in. I love you.
Yeah, women be smelling good, dog.
Well, you just, they just
they
know.
Smell so good.
Yeah, vanilla.
And the skin's all smooth and they look at you.
Oh, every inch is soft.
They look at you, they go, and they just, fuck.
It's coming back.
They hug you. They like actually care. What the hell's all that about?
Love and affection. Run it up. What are we doing?
All right, guys. So it's time for the as of yet untitled work through some of the open tabs segment. We only have a couple today. The first one is just an update. We do have our guy that turned himself into a dog is really embracing his fame here. He has 50,000 subs on YouTube now, making content.
What is he making content about? Bones? I hate this person.
Get ready with me to go to the park.
I'm sick of it. this is me being sick of it. This, you talentless fuck, you put on a goddamn costume, you walk around, first of all, you spend, what is it, 20 grand or whatever it is on a costume, you walk around, blah, 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 you are in IT. I'm sick of it. Then you have 50,000 subs on fucking line because you walk around getting petted.
He's got to make his money back somehow. Look, I'm not in favor for this guy either, but like, you got to make your money back.
Do you?
Yeah, he spent 20 grand on it.
Loss. What is this?
This is just, he has a woman carrying him around in a little stroller now.
Who is that? Who's in there?
Learn to walk.
But yeah, he's doing it, man.
God, who fucking is
3 million views on that.
Who's making the thumbnails for this?
Yeah, he doesn't have a thumb.
It's good.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT joke.
He's in a cage?
Dude, all of his videos, realistic dog costume.
When I became a dog, I got locked in a cage.
You're a human being!
Dude, imagine getting this text. Yo, you down on Friday to shoot a sketch? What is it? You just filmed me getting in a dog cage. If Pluto saw this, he would end his life. All nine of them.
That's how you know you have a suicidal cat. Kill himself nine times in a row.
This fucks stupid. I'm sick of it.
I honestly, why is this? This is annoys the shit out of me.
Dude, you know what'd be funny though? Is if you hired him to go on WAG. Like somebody goes to take his dog out and then it's that. How long before they know that it's not a real dog? Just some 19-year-old guy trying to be an actor. He's like, oh, I'll fucking walk your dog. Yeah, this dog's tripping, dude. It's peeing on two legs.
So heavy. It's doing taxes too. Mm-hmm. I hate this thing. I'll be hit by a FedEx truck. I don't know why we first talked about it. I hate it a little bit, whatever, but now I see it again, I don't like it. I'm like really out on it. I'm fucking sick of it. I hate it. You know why I hate it? Because it's a real person in there. Oh, boom! Shut up. You're a real person. If he has kids, I'm gonna feel so bad.
You mean puppies?
Honestly, don't hate it.
Bring in ChatGPT. Any better jokes?
God damn.
Oh my God.
That's my cock. Do you know why? Blue Chew. All right. Blue Chew is a unique online service that deliver the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet and for a fraction of the freaking cost. Okay.
And here's the thing. Everybody's like, well, you got to take it like right before you're going to do the sexual intercourse. How would I know? Dude, you can take it whenever of the day. It knows when you're getting ready.
Yeah, you can have a freaking breakfast burrito, pop it.
Yeah, dude, he's chilling on the bench. He's like, oh, it's time. Let's go.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay, but here's the thing. So what? It makes me bricked up.
Uh-huh.
What if I'm like, yo, I'm in my 20s. I don't need that shit.
Oh, well, what about the round two, sir?
Hey.
What about the round two?
Oh, you mean overtime?
Uh-huh.
Extra innings?
Looking like a goddamn, honestly, the round two for me, my penis looks like one of those things outside of a goddamn used car thing where it's like, but here's the thing. When you chew it up, gets hard.
Round two.
We love it.
Endurance, man.
And it delivers right to your door in discreet packaging. All right. And you don't got to go to freaking Rite Aid or CVS and be like, hey, listen, my cock kind of sick. Not in a good way. Sick. Yeah. Cough, has the flu. COVID. Yeah. So Blue Chew wants to help you, that rhymes, have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our code SOCKS at checkout. Okay, all you got to do is pay $5 for shipping. Who cares? That is BlueChew.com, promo code SOCKS, and receive your first month. How much? Free. $0. Free. Visit BlueChew.com.
For more details and important safety information, we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. And your penises.
Goddamn.
So that's that one. Our last update today is just when we were talking about cheating. There's this woman who charges married men $30,000 to be their surrogate wife. She does what wives won't. And it's not what you're thinking. She charges these men to...
She doesn't tell stories?
She charges these men to sit down and watch football games with them, to like listen to stories from like their like college frat days. She also has an OnlyFans, but this part of her income is just like being...
How long does... Does she
12 or 24 hour periods?
$30,000 for 24 hours. The fucking audacity. The same person who's spending 20, whatever this is, $30,000 is the dog. That's who the person is. That's who the person is.
Her?
Yeah, this is her.
I wouldn't give her a fucking food stamp. This fucking idiot.
She got a body on her. Hey.
Yeah, no shit. But listen, she's a beautiful woman. I really, and here's the thing. I don't hate the hustle. Do it. If you have dudes that want to pay for that, awesome. That's great.
Do you remember?
I just feel bad for the dudes.
Do you remember we went to Vegas for AVN and we ate at that sushi spot and that table to the left?
100%.
The guy was like 79. Mm-hmm. His teeth were drooling, like falling out. Like that guy is like, hold up. How much?
Yeah.
12 hours.
Yeah, and also if you have billions of dollars, you can just have $30,000. But like, I mean, look, if I'm giving you $30,000, I need at least a month.
This also isn't in person. It's all digital.
What?
Mm-hmm. What the hell did you say to me?
It's all over like
it's called
like
tech support. They'll talk to you all fucking day. All right.
ChatGPT, sick of it. This is bullshit.
I'm sick of the future.
This is crazy.
I'm sick of
Hold
it.
Hold on.
Take me back to Game Boy Colors and fucking Digimon and throwing glass bottles at cars. I'm sick of this.
I want to jerk off to Tetris. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm back to jerking off my hands, coming in a condom. Sick of this.
Where's our closet? That's an inside joke.
She says they miss having someone with whom they can share masculine activities with them, or even miss just being pleased and like having someone around that's just like, oh yeah, cool. I want to hear about bowling.
What?
I mean, honestly, do these guys know they can just walk 2.5 blocks to a fucking strip club, give Cinnamon Toast Crunch a stripper $11, and she'll do the same fucking thing? I'm sick of it. I mean, know the market.
But here's the thing. It's also from the New York Post.
This is very, very.
Yeah. Good news.
Yeah.
This is like reading the top of a Snapple lid. This website sucks.
And that's it. That's our tabs for today.
Good.
I would like to say, would I beat? Yes. Okay. I'd just like to say that.
Of course.
All right.
All I had was Rule 34, Hillary Clinton.
You're
not
this Rule 34 thing's got to go. Unless off the podcast, send me the link.
Rule 34, right, Hurricane Hillary, though. BBL.
Damn. All right, guys.
Yeah.
It's time. We got a sock talk today.
Let's do it.
This actually comes from the Stiff Socks Discord, which you can get if you're a patron. So this comes from Floor General, not Michael. And they say, I feel as though I am weird and just not horny, like ever.
Are they on medication?
I don't know.
Hmm.
No extra.
Not horny ever.
Not horny ever. I mean, maybe just they got some low T.
Could be it.
As soon as your T starts leaking out, you don't give a shit. You look at a hot woman, you go, cool.
Not horny ever.
How ever? Do you think honestly, your day would change if you were not horny ever?
Probably so productive.
That's what I'm saying. I think that the person's lucky.
I'd fix global warming. I'd
100%. Yeah. Electoral college, we don't need any of those people. Me. I'll do it all. Up, down, left, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you, I don't know. But,
I'd
but,
read
but,
way
but
more.
He probably has, what?
I'd read way more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably has some other vice, maybe. Like, maybe he doesn't like that, but he loves video games, or maybe he doesn't get horny, but he fucking is bird watching. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be something when your brain's like, oh, I like that.
Yeah. I think, like, your attraction, like, to people, maybe it's not sexual, but your attraction to people still exists. So, what I was going to say is, like, usually, like, a big motivator for us is, like, horniness, right? It's like, to put it
not me.
Not you?
Personality.
There you go. No, but I'm saying it.
And a fat ass!
but normally like a big motivator for like us, oh, we gotta get fucking successful, blah, 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 because you want like, you know, it's built in. You want to fuck, right? You want to be, have value to add to the situation to fuck. So what I'm saying is maybe their horniness is not the thing that's pushing them, but maybe they're like love for the love is replacement of horniness. Am I making any fucking sense here?
Yeah.
Okay. So he might not be horny, but he still might work hard because he wants to be in like a loving like,
Michael off 3 days of not nutting is crazy.
Yeah.
Intellectual as hell.
I'm going to fuck something.
The way you said it and looking at me, I think I know who.
But the thing is like, I think guys, okay, everyone's going to make fun of me. I will say, sex, like, if you have it too much, like, fucking whatever, dude. Oh, another cooter?
So, are you saying that before this 3-day stunt, you were too cootered up, now you're tapped out?
Yeah, man.
You was out here fucking like that?
Yeah, because the thing is, man, if you have a bunch of funnies in a row, you don't want another bag of funnies. I will say, you have
that
to
is
stop.
What people say about vagina. It is like funnies.
Yeah, it's funnies. So, but you have to stop. You have to stop. To have a desire for funnies again. I was just coming to come. I was coming because what I'm saying it was like a
he's coming back. That's Michael we know.
It was like
the whoop strap's coming off. I'm fucking whoop that ass. Go fuck something and come back for Patreon.
But it was like habitual. It wasn't because I wanted to. Remember that feeling of horniness? Like, oh, I gotta get out there. I didn't have that. It was just like I was out there fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking for fucking sake. I want to actually feel horny.
Not bad. That makes 100%.
All right.
100%. That totally checks out.
Yeah. I just want to, you know, I want to like want it. I don't want to want it. I don't want to do it because it's like scheduled or whatever the fuck. I want to be the opposite of that guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel like he should be, by the way, I don't know if he's shameful or whatever. He shouldn't be. That's just how your body works, and that's fine. But I will say, I would get some blood work because maybe your T's low.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple things going on. Some people are just straight up. There's like, I mean, there's the whole term asexual or romantic asexuals who like still have like great relationships and love people, but like sexuality isn't like a major part of their brain, or it could be low T, like you said. Could be any number of things. But yeah, I don't think there's anything to feel ashamed of there either.
And who knows? Maybe somebody will spike that and change everything.
That's also true, dude. I think I saw this 2 girlfriends ago, 3 girls, whatever the fuck. We were just supposed to be friends, right? So our sex life was like almost non-existent. And I literally thought, I was like, oh shit, man, maybe I'm getting older. Maybe I don't want to have sex. Blah, blah, blah. And then the next girl I met, we were having sex like 4 times a day. So I was like, oh, there it is. So you're right. It might be like a person. It might be like a personality thing or a specific, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Secret Sock Anonymous Submission says,
it's secret.
If I nut before going to bed, which is the norm for me, I wipe it up with the inside of my boxers and I let it dry as I sleep.
Well.
So this man gives himself a voluntary wet dream?
Yeah.
So wait.
Have you ever had a wet dream before you go to sleep? God damn.
I think you're just wet. So wait, he takes them off, comes in and puts them back on, or he jerks off in them, comes in it, and then?
Yeah, I would assume you're probably not even taking them all the way off, just maybe kind of flipping them down. Jerking it, flipping him back up.
I mean, talk about efficiency. Holy Toledo. Wait,
is he coming into him?
I think they're down. I think he's jerking off with them down. And then he's coming on himself, taking the boxers and like kind of zamboning the fucking sperm.
Yeah.
That was way funnier. No one gave me anything for Zamboni.
No, I'm just trying to picture this.
He's doing it inside. He never takes down his pants. I've done this before.
No, but inside. But if you have your boxers down.
You just put your hand down there and you just go.
No, but he said he wipes it up with the inside of his boxer.
Right, so what I'm saying is so you take them and you put it over your dick and then just sort of like
squeegee it down.
Squeegee!
Yeah,
squeegee it down.
So bizarre.
I mean, it's efficient. I couldn't sleep like that. I don't like to be wet. Mm-mm. Yeah, what do you do if there's a big wet spot? You make her sleep in it?
The nut spot?
Well, the nut or the woman spot.
I think you just avoid it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a college twin XL. Those beds are hilarious. You have to cuddle when you're laying next to each other.
God, you know what's funny is I had a full bed for...
In college?
For the majority of my life. And I never... It didn't feel small to me because I just wasn't used to anything. And then I got a king, and I was like, what in the fuck have I been doing? Touching people? Disgusting. I can't sleep with you touching me. Not you, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's cuddle. And it's not even like some masculine shit. It's like, I can't, you're hot, temperature-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Get off me. That's why Gigi sleeps in her Hollis cage, because she wants to cuddle.
Kind of cuddling? What?
Huh?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She wants to fucking... Put her stupid ass, not stupid ass, I love her. But you know what I mean? She tries to like touch it. I was like, I got problems, bro. I need to talk to me. I don't like being touched, man. Is that weird? I feel like they're taking my energy.
It wasn't weird until that part.
You never feel like that?
I just feel you fucked up my sleep schedule, thus energy maybe the next day.
Yeah, I have this weird thing with that. Someone that like holds me, get off. You're taking something from me. I don't like it. I'm dead serious. I know it's weird to say, but I've been feeling like that since I was a kid.
Yeah. He also complains every day that we have to film this podcast because he thinks that video is taking a little bit of his soul.
That's what a lot of Aboriginal tribes feel like. That's why they don't want to take your picture. They feel like it takes your soul.
Mm.
Guys, I'm going to do this podcast all the time with these glasses. I know a lot with these glasses.
Whoopstrap glasses full of nut.
Watch this. Fucking a bitch! If you want to.
Respectfully. I love it. That's right. A podcast.
That is a podcast. We did it.
Yes.
We did. You guys did it by listening to watching. And friendly reminder, we have a Patreon. Every Friday drops. Every Friday ad-free bonus content. So go on... Jesus Christ. Sorry.
So go to Patreon. So go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Full episode. No ads. Every Friday. Extra episode.
And you can get it on Apple Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, is Stiff Socks Plus. And we can get it on?
It's Patreon episodes are now available on Spotify. So if you're a Patreon subscriber already, you can listen there, or you can just sign up for Patreon on Spotify.
Yep. That's it. We love you guys. And come see Mr. Wallace and Mr. Boston on our tour. We love you guys, and bye-bye.